You're with the BBC. It took scientists a presentation lasting over an hour to announce the first results from the world's most sensitive dark matter detector, and in the end, the headline was that they hadn't found it. But that result could actually be good news in the hunt for this elusive substance which makes up the majority of the mass of the universe. Astronomical observations show that 85% of the matter in the universe is dark. We can see the gravitational effects it has on ordinary matter, the stuff that we're made of, but we can't see dark matter directly, so there are several research projects around the world hunting for it. And this week we got the results from the newest facility, the Large Underground Xenon Experiment, or LUX, buried in a mine in South Dakota. And it shows that one of the candidates for dark matter, low-mass WIMPs, or weakly interacting massive particles, is out of the picture. Professor Rick Gaitskell from Brown University speaking at the press conference.
So what about low-mass WIMPs? We've just zoomed into the low-energy region. And as you saw, there were supposed to be 1,550 of these guys. So they're just not there. At extremely high confidence. We are just not consistent with the observations that a number of other dark matter experiments have made of apparent events that they were saying were due to low-mass dark matter.
Well, another member of the team working on the LUX experiment is Dr. Cham Gag of University College London. I talked to him about the construction of LUX.
We build dark matter detectors out of regular materials, such as xenon in the case of LUX, and we sit back and we essentially wait for one of those dark matter particles that's going through the Earth to hit a xenon atom. And this is where sort of size of the detector is key. You know, the larger, the more massive your detector, the more dark matter, the greater the chance you have that a dark matter particle will interact and hit one of those atoms.
And to just tell us a little bit more about LUX, this is the experiment that you're involved with that we've just had the announcement from this week. What type of place is that?
Well, LUX is hosted in the Samford Lab in Lead in South Dakota. It's no longer a working mine. It's a former gold mine, but the entire place has been sort of retrofitted for science. And LUX is the major experiment that's down there. And it's a fascinating place to go down because, you know, you change into all your safety gear and clean room clothes and everything, and you descend down a shaft to 4,850 feet. And then emerge in what is a really very nice laboratory. Once you're down there, you'd forget that you're underground actually, and it's just like any other sort of world class laboratory.
And the experiment there has run for a number of days, looking for these WIMPs, these weakly interacting particles. But the results were that it hasn't found any. So is this good news or bad news?
It's good and bad. What we've done with LUX is that with our very first run, and the reason this is so exciting, right, you know, this news has gained a lot of interest, is that with our very first exposure of only 85 days, we've managed to not only sort of leapfrog the previous most sensitive detector, but we've actually gone sort of a factor 3 times past it. And this is just in our very first run. So what we're essentially saying is that, okay, we're now ready to run a longer, much more sensitive run from the point of already being in uncharted territories. And that's what's really exciting about this. There are many, many models for dark matter out there and different classes of WIMPs even. But even beyond WIMPs, there are other types of particles that could make up the dark matter. And what we try and do with these direct detection experiments is to be as broadband as possible. And so we will continue to test these models until we find dark matter or exclude all of them.
Dr. Cham Gag.